Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment, or have money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff, like at a store, with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all that bank transfer stuff?
Nope. It's just right there. Easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Crawford Wines. Kim Crawford invites you to savor amazing with a chilled glass of New Zealand's finest, named in the Wine Spectator Top 100 list 4 times. Every sip of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is filled with tropical fruit flavors like passion fruit and citrus to help you experience golden hour how you see fit.
Visit KimCrawfordWines.com to learn more and find Kim Crawford Wine near you. Savor amazing. For those 21 and over, please savor responsibly. Constellation Imports, Rutherford, California. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And before we start this Monday mini, I want to put a disclaimer. This is no hate to anybody who love the things that we are talking about. We are more interested in why they are so coveted. So just let you know, like, it does sound like maybe we're criticizing. It's more that we're criticizing the capitalistic ideas behind it more so than the items and the people who buy it. So Don't come at me. If you got one of these things, happy for you. If you love it, do the things that you love, is what we say. And also, we are not currently being sponsored by any of these products that we are talking about. You know, things change. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we don't want to be. We're just saying, I don't need it. I don't, please don't. We need the money. I don't want to need the product. So we'll do a post read if any of these companies are listening, which I don't know if they care. Also, because I am talking about a trend, here is a timestamp. Today is January 12th, 2024. And today we're recording it. I guess it's going to be released on Martin Luther King Jr. Observance Day. So
yeah,
happy MLK Jr. Day, y'all. So what I'm specifically talking about is something that has been coming for me on my For You page on TikTok. And it has been a huge topic of conversation, Annie. It's sweeping pretty much. Isn't this overall sweeping need for so many women to get a Stanley Cup? And no, I know when I originally told you, Annie, about this subject, I am not talking about the National Hockey Championship Stanley Cup. So, you know, I'm sorry if you were hoping that we were going to talk about some hockey things, which has had a lot of controversy this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a violent sport.
It is.
I did like it, though. But no. That is not what we're talking about. We are talking about a company that has existed over 100 years and has been creating different thermoses and drinking vessels for a while now. Has been a kind of a staple for the camping world. And with that, even though women do love camping, women be camping, it has been geared more towards men until recently. But it was in 1913 that William Stanley invented the, quote, all-steel, double-walled vacuum bottle and stuck his name on it. And this is according to Stanley1913.com. So, you know, it's been around for a while. He invented a pretty cool thing. Like, I love my double-walled, insulated cups. I have two that I use, I guess now three, because my sister gifted me one of the old trending ones.
Oh,
yeah. Christmas. So now I have three ones that I use, and I do like it. They do keep things cold for a very long time. They keep things hot for a very, very long time, just in case. Oh, you know what? I just got a gifted last year of another one that was also a big trending one. These are hot Christmas gifts, apparently.
Yes, apparently.
So we are specifically talking about the quencher, as it is called, which is a water tumbler that, quote, comes in various sizes. But the 40-ounce and 30-ounce styles are the most popular, and they're priced between $35 and $50. The product boasts features like a handle, the ability to keep drinks hot for 5 to 7 hours and cold for 9 to 11, and the fact that it fits inside of most car cup holders. Which, you know, is kind of important because it's just really annoying when they don't fit. Mm-hmm. The Quencher was released in 2016, but has really picked up the desirability rate in the last couple of years. So here's some quotes from RetailDive.com about why it has become so popular. It says, quote, "How did the brand expand beyond its rugged image to something that appealed to a broader customer who would incorporate the products into their everyday lifestyles? With the help of three women, Lindley Hutchinson, Ashley Lasore, and Taylor Cannon, the founders of The Buy Guide, an online shopping blog and Instagram account that started in 2017, were early lovers of the Stanley Quencher. The Buy Guide's second post on Instagram back in November 2017 featured a 40-ounce Stanley Quencher. Quote, of all the insulated cups, this is the one, just trust, the post reads, touting the product's features like its handle, straw, ability to keep beverages cold, and the fact that it was dishwasher safe. And it wasn't just blog reviewers that were blowing up this product. Just a keynote, though, most of those products that are insulated can't be washed in dishwashers, so it is annoying. So that feature is a nice thing. I'm starting to understand the appeal as we research this. Am I going to go buy one? No, but I'm just saying. But also, it wasn't just the bloggers, but also the many now viral TikTok videos, including videos of young girls crying and screaming over getting one of these cups, to a woman whose entire car had been engulfed in flames, but the Stanley cup was still intact and hardly burnt. And apparently, my partner, when we were talking about this, said that Stanley Cup saw this because it went so, so viral that they bought her a new car. Stanley bought her a new car. I was like, that's smart. That's smart marketing. Like, that cost them a few thousand dollars to get millions. So,
right. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and again, she's doing a great job of marketing for them. So, you know. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the sales for the Stanley Company, again, with the help of TikTok, went from about $74 million in 2019 to $750 million in 2023. And this is according to CNBC. And using social media was a very calculated tactic. Here's a quote from the Forbes article titled, "Why is TikTok Obsessed with Stanley Cups?" Stanley didn't launch the Quencher bottles until 2016, more than a century after the company was founded in 1913. The Quenchers saw little success at first, but after Terence Riley left Crocs to become Stanley's president in 2020, he leaned into influencer marketing to sell Quenchers, which replaced the classic Stanley bottles as the company's best-selling products that same year.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Crawford Wines. Life is busy. There are so many things on your to-do list with so little time to do them. And you're always thinking about others' needs before thinking of your own. Trust me, we understand. Kim Crawford does too. That's why they're inviting you to experience Golden Hour, your chance to reclaim your time and laugh with your favorite people, play your favorite song on repeat, gaze outside your window and daydream about your wildest dreams, or celebrate your victories.
No matter the moment, you can savor it all with a chilled glass of New Zealand's finest. As the number one ranked Sauvignon Blanc in the U.S., Kim Crawford has classic aromas of lifted citrus, tropical fruit, and crushed herbs to help you stay in a golden hour state of mind. Because golden hour is more than just time, it's whenever you want to savor amazing. Visit KimCrawfordWines.com to learn more. That's KimCrawfordWines.com to find Kim Crawford wine near you. Savor amazing.
For those 21 and over, please savor responsibly. Constellation Imports, Rutherford, California. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. So the success of some items like the quencher could be seen as random, but like this, it's obviously not. It's a more calculated effort. Here's a quote from a recent Teen Vogue article. Literally, as I was researching this, this popped up on my social media. Like, they're stalking me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, while the popularity of a practical cup may seem random, if not absurd to some, it's not a new phenomenon. It's the same reason that in the late 1990s, Beanie Babies, a useless plush collectible toy, had people lining up for a chance to get a new drop. Or, more recent, MSCHF's impractical red boots had lines around the corner filled with the young shoppers wanting to buy in. Do you know what I'm talking about with the boots? The cartoonish-looking boots? It looks like cartoon boots. And people really? Wanted... Yes. It looks like cartoon red boots. Like,
wow.
I'll send you a picture. value is often determined not by the product itself or the price tag, but by the fact that a whole bunch of people have it. Plus, a consumer psychologist, Matt Johnson, PhD, tells Teen Vogue, water bottles have a particular way of signaling that you're caring for yourself and that you're up on wellness trends, something very popular on social media. And I think we may have mentioned it on the self-care episode before, where marketing has really come in abusing this tactic in trying to sell things. So this is kind of along those lines. Mm-hmm. And the article continues, in the same way that fashion and beauty trends function as a way for us to belong, a mug can do the same. Quote, there's an element of it that at the moment, it feels very exciting. And at the moment, it feels like you're a part of something, says Johnson. We are in a loneliness epidemic and people seek belonging in non-traditional ways. It sounds silly for many people, but being part of a trend and being part of this movement where lots of people you see online are doing it provides some semblance of belonging. So there was a lot of articles talking about this level that people just really want to be a part of it. And then also having it together and just kind of having a conversation. So I saw a recent TikTok. It was kind of sad of this mom who talked about she had bought her daughter a cup. It wasn't a Stanley cup, but it was cutely designed from Walmart, whatever. And her daughter originally loved it. And when I say daughter, I think she was 11. So these are really young kids. And when she took it to school, she got bullied and made fun of. So her mom replaced it with an actual Stanley cup and then talked about why she thought this was absurd, but still was perpetuating this Stanley cup thing. But this was that level of like being seen as an outcast and now as a part of this group. So this level of belonging, and of course, it's a little different for adults with social media, but there still is that need to belong or being a part of that club. So using things like belonging, social media, and overall marketing towards women has really paid off for companies like Stanley. According to a 2015 report by The Guardian, not only is it smart to target women, but by doing so, men will likely follow. Here's a quote from that article titled, Win Over Women and the Men Will Follow. They say, women have the potential to be a highly profitable target audience for small business owners. The reason for this is because once you have won women over, they tend to be more brand loyal and are more inclined to offer referrals and recommendations than men. However, women are also complex, so a considered and nuanced approach to gaining their loyalty is needed, one that avoids being condescending or lumping all women into one homogenous group. It's important to remember that marketing to women doesn't mean you'll be alienating men. In fact, there's a saying, quote, if you meet the expectation of women, you often exceed the expectation of men. Without being dismissive of marketing to men, if you get your marketing to women right, you are more likely to effectively reach men too. So it continues and it says, women's sheer economic strength means business can vastly improve bottom line profit and create invaluable brand ambassadors. They control up to 85% of consumer purchasing decisions and account for nearly half of all purchases in traditionally male-dominated categories such as cars and electronics. Companies that recognize this and market themselves accordingly will break through the advertising clutter and encourage brand loyalty. I get that, because like if I like something, I'm gonna bite that same brand.
Yeah, and to me, like that just makes sense. And now I'm like,
it's
I gotta talk to the men in my life. What do you just buy? Whatever.
What do you like, buy?
What are you doing?
My partner buys brand deals. He loves the wow deals in our in our market. And I'm like, I'm gonna murder you. Why are you doing this?
I do believe I have witnessed this in action
when
before.
I'm like, why? My mother would be proud though, because she also just buys on sale. So, and the numbers really haven't changed since 2015. According to the Gitnux, y'all, it's Gitnux, I'm going to go with that, market data report for 2024, which was published at the end of December of 2023, women drive 70 to 80% of consumer spending, while men control the remaining 20 to 30%. Men are more likely to make impulse purchases, 54%, than women, 45%. On average, women spend 379 minutes per week shopping, while men spend 263. And surprisingly, though, men make up 62% of the online spending in the U.S. I really would have thought it'd be more women to be.
Yeah.
But apparently not. So, and according to Kiplinger.com, they targeting women is the most profitable decision for businesses. So these sites that I'm talking about when it comes to this, they're trying to do a how-to guide for businesses. So we're not going to go into what they say as their advice, but this is the information they're giving to businesses to let them know why they should be doing this. Mm-hmm. So their quote says, when it comes to marketing to women, the figures are compelling and clear. Globally, according to a not-for-profit that helps build workplaces that work for women, women control about $32 trillion in annual consumer spending. And that's a lot of purchasing power. That's according to them. I didn't say that. And it's true, though. I back that up. and it continues. In the U.S., women account for 85% of all consumer spending, and they are responsible for a growing number of highly significant buying decisions, including 93% of food and over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, 92% of vacations, 91% of new homes, as well as 89% of bank accounts, 80% of healthcare, 66% of PCs, and 65% of new cars. I thought those percentages were really, really wild to me. I mean, the food thing, obviously, but like when you come to the PCs and the new cars, I was like, huh. And even the new homes, even though we did talk about the fact that more women are buying homes. So businesses have caught on to who they should be targeting as they work through on how to become more profitable. Of course, they're also looking at specific generations in their marketing as well. Gen Zers have become more of a focal point recently, more so than even the millennials, even though I think they have the more income, like disposable income, technically, at this time.
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Crawford Wines. Life is busy. There are so many things on your to-do list with so little time to do them. And you're always thinking about others' needs before thinking of your own. Trust me, we understand. Kim Crawford does too. That's why they're inviting you to experience Golden Hour, your chance to reclaim your time and laugh with your favorite people, play your favorite song on repeat, gaze outside your window and daydream about your wildest dreams, or celebrate your victories.
No matter the moment, you can savor it all with a chilled glass of New Zealand's finest. As the number one ranked Sauvignon Blanc in the U.S., Kim Crawford has classic aromas of lifted citrus, tropical fruit, and crushed herbs to help you stay in a golden hour state of mind. Because golden hour is more than just time, it's whenever you want to savor amazing. Visit KimCrawfordWines.com to learn more. That's KimCrawfordWines.com to find Kim Crawford wine near you. Savor amazing.
For those 21 and over, please savor responsibly. Constellation Imports, Rutherford, California. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Of course, like any fad, though, things do go away and more people are talking about their dislike now of the quenchers, even though they have done a good job in marketing. Articles like the New York Post writes, quote, despite all the Christmas presents, though, Casey Lewis, a youth consumer trends analyst who writes the newsletter After School, told Business Insider that she thinks the hype is already dying down. They are absolutely on their way out. This is peak Stanley, she proclaimed. There's no up from here. Lewis noted that most people receiving Stanley Cups as presents were college age and younger, but she sees the appeal fading away as the trend plays out. In my experience, most trends start with cool youth, and then once they trickle down to younger kids and up to adults, the cool youth move on, she explains. When young kids and tweens adopt a trend or product, teens and older Gen Z distance themselves. Don't you feel so called out? You're like, well, damn, I'm killing a trend. Okay. As well as the youngins, they're killing the trend. Maybe then Drunk Elephant from Sephora will die out too. I don't know. Yeah, that's a whole thing too, which is kind of part of the talk conversation about the trends. And again, when we talked about self-care stuff, what is what and who is being targeted, this is a smart play. But in the smart place, yes, it also means it could peak. When I was referencing other hyped water bottles, I was talking about the Hydro Flask, which I just got. And I was like, oh, nice, thanks. I don't know anything. But then it says it was dishwasher safe. I was like, oh, well, that's nice. And then last year I got a Yeti coffee cup, which is also Stanley. And Yeti was huge for a hot minute too, but has now been replaced by Stanley. It is also that off conversation, which I'm pretty much implying that this is also problematic. Products like Stanley reusable cups, because the point of reusable cups is having less, but now there's more, to the point that some of the TikTok videos that have gone viral are women showing off their giant collection of cups, walls of Stanleys, because you have the new additions, as in recently Stanley released their Galentine's cup.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was Galentine's. I feel like that's even more insulting than just being Valentine's, which I think the pink cups were from Starbucks, which is a whole play on the fact that they're being boycotted and they were losing money. So they're like, let's bring Stanley in. But yeah, so having the Galentine's also, which is part of the reason Target was run down by so many people, with people sitting in line since 1 a.m. for the following day to open to get one of those cups. So a lot of problematic things with that, but a smart play. But you would hope that women would be the ones that would be in charge of some of these things. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of really interesting stuff that we could talk about at a later time around this. But it is funny, at least with the, I don't know, because I did do the Beanie Babies thing. There's like a scarcity thing that they do where they're like, this is limited. You can only get it then. And then
that's
a
huge ploy too, yeah.
Exactly. So I've done this. I did it with the Beanie Babies. But like I've seen friends do this too with brands they really like, where it's like, oh, I have to get this one because it's limited. And that's how you get like a whole collection of them. And then maybe that trend fades and you're like, well, now I have a whole tub of Beanie Babies, which is true.
yes. And then people who were trying to sell some, they're like, oh, no, they're worth $2.
Yeah.
And some of them got big money, but it's like timing.
Sometimes it does come back.
Yeah.
I recently have been seeing a lot of stuff about, there's apparently certain versions of Disney VHSs that are worth a lot of money. And a lot of video games for Super Nintendo video games are, and I think I have one of them. And I'm like, it's not in the packaging. I would never get any money. But anyway.
That was the question. I was like, is it still in the packaging?
It is not in the packaging. But I'm pretty sure it's that copy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Yeah.
There's a lot. And then the fact, I was more like interested in the fact that they, companies like this, companies like Yeti, they turn their marketing focus from men to women and how much of it, like literally in 3 years, 4 years, Stanley made 10 times more than they did, like just targeting with one cup.
Yep. It is pretty bizarre, especially given those other statistics you used, you quoted about like how much spending power, how much of the shopping women do that. It's only now that some companies are like, you know what? Maybe we should think about.
Maybe we should notice this. What do you women buy? Well, like the really sexist phrase, women be shopping, be like, that was said for a reason. It's not completely wrong. Is it sexist? Yes. But also, they shop smarter. Like, that's the other key point. And yeah, one of the articles that the reason we went to here, outside of just like, why is everybody loving the Stanley Cup, was that they were seeing that statistic that 85% of consuming came from women. And then not adding the fact that, 93% of the shopping for food is done by women. So, of course, that's where the numbers go. But no one wants to talk about that. And who is responsible for the household?
Mm-hmm. Or like something like holiday gifts.
Exactly.
Yes. Because I've definitely seen my mom try to figure out getting my brother a laptop. And it wasn't for her, but she was trying to like, what's the best thing?
School stuff. Any of those.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I learned so much. I really thought we were going to be talking about hockey. That's so funny.
Nope.
Maybe later.
We need to find something.
Maybe later. But yes, in the meantime, if we ever do that, listeners, please let us know if you have any thoughts about this. Let me know if you're like me and thought it was going to be hockey. Just write in. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book. You can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Crawford Wines. Kim Crawford invites you to savor amazing with a chilled glass of New Zealand's finest, named in the Wine Spectator Top 100 list 4 times. Every sip of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is filled with tropical fruit flavors like passion fruit and citrus to help you experience golden hour how you see fit.
Visit KimCrawfordWines.com to learn more and find Kim Crawford Wine near you. Savor amazing. For those 21 and over, please savor responsibly. Constellation Imports, Rutherford, California. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.